Winston-Salem City Council members voted as a committee to continue discussions about the potential sale of Lawrence Joel Coliseum to Wake Forest University and Bowman Gray Stadium to Winston-Salem State University. The group looked at several issues raised by citizens at public hearings last month and asked questions directly to university officials. They wanted to know if a free parking agreement between Winston-Salem State and Bowman Gray Racing officials would be indefinite, how the Salem Creek Connector project would impact the area around the stadium, and how to retain the Joel Coliseum name and veterans' memorials. Ron Wellman is the director of athletics at Wake Forest University.
There is a chance that we would name the Coliseum something different, but we are committed to naming the lobby, the Lawrence Joel Veterans Lobby, and the outdoor area where the memorials currently reside, the Lawrence Joel Veterans Plaza.
Wellman says as part of the sale, Wake Forest University is offering to donate an acre of land around the Coliseum back to the city for a permanent memorial for Lawrence Joel and veterans. The city wants to sell both facilities for financial reasons. Assistant City Manager Martha Wheelock says both venues need capital improvements, and the cost to operate them is just too much for the city. She says the sale would save taxpayers around $30 million over the next 20 years. Victor Johnson Jr. is vice chair of WSSU's Board of Trustees. The university uses the stadium for its football program. He says it's time to let the schools take over.
I think it would be a plus for both our programs. I played on this Bowman Gray when I was a high school kid and also 4 years as a college kid. So it just seems like home to me, but we don't own it. And we need to own it to try to make some money for those kids that we have to recruit.
During the meeting, some council members also questioned how to protect future community events at the Coliseum, like high school graduations, and if the city should even be in the business of owning and managing a Coliseum and stadium. 4 council members voted to recommend the resolutions. 1 council member, James Taylor, voted against the action. Derwin Montgomery represents the East Ward and was one of 2 council members who abstained. He says he would like to see more public input before a final decision is made on either facility.
I wish we wouldn't have gone forward, and that's why I abstained from the vote with where it was now. I think we should have had some more discussion, and I do feel in some sense that there seems to be some press in terms of to hurry up and make a decision, which I think we should be slow and deliberate in the process.
Meanwhile, Wake Forest has submitted a formal bid of $8 million for the Coliseum. Wellman says the university will invest around $18 to $20 million to upgrade the venue. WSSU is considering the asking price around $7.1 million for Bowman Gray Stadium, but is waiting for legislative approval to move forward with the offer. City officials say they would like to finalize the sale of both Joel Coliseum and Bowman Gray Stadium by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. Montgomery says city council members will likely vote on the matter during their next meeting on May 20th. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.